from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Paul Ellis Jr., age 43 at the time of this interview.
My number one role model was my mother. We used to live in New York City, and we actually were the victims of crime on two different occasions. My parents decided that they would move us to Pittsburgh to try to keep us safe. And from that point on, I saw her going to school full-time, going to work full-time. And I'm not sure where she learned how to do it, but she actually started building our house from the inside out. My mom would come home from work, she would put on a pair of dirty clothes and start building walls. I had many challenges dealing with the loss of my dad. I lost my father just before my 13th birthday. I believed that any male that I came into contact with, any authority figure, was trying to replace my dad. I resisted any authority figure. And I was wrong in retrospect, but I loved my dad dearly and didn't want anybody to replace him. I didn't feel like anybody else could step in his shoes. I used to work various jobs when I was in school, and on a lot of these jobs, I did experience various forms of racism. I started thinking that if I didn't maximize my education, that I was going to be subject to mistreatment for a very long time to come. So a friend of mine started talking to me about law school. One day she said to me, well, as an attorney, you'll always have a job. You can graduate from law school, pass the bar exam, and just start working for yourself. And I said, don't you have to work for somebody before you got on your own? And she said, no, you don't have to. And in fact, she said, many people don't. Once you pass the bar, you can literally hang up a sign, you know, put the law office of Paul Ellis on the sign and get some business cards and just start practicing. Keep it moving, basically what she said. You know, when you tell a young black man in Pittsburgh something like that, that is extremely powerful. And that concept motivated me in a way that I may not be able to accurately describe. When I eventually did graduate from law school and pass the bar exam, that was one of my more memorable experiences and one that I'll never forget. August Wilson is my uncle. He introduced me to arts and culture in a way that resulted in my deep appreciation for it to this day. My uncle is one of the reasons why I have such a fighting spirit in me. I saw him fighting for various causes at an early age, and he told me that when he was growing up, he wanted to be a lawyer. He just ended up taking a different path, and it made me want to fight for people's rights also. My uncle and I were always very close. When he used to come to Pittsburgh, he would stay at my mom's house, and we would just laugh and talk all night. It's no wonder to me that he made a career out of writing plays and writing in general, because he loved to tell stories. If you let him, he would literally tell you stories all night long. As his career flourished, now he's collecting these top-tier awards that people in the arts and culture strive for. Can't even begin to describe to you the pride that we had waiting for his category to come up to see whether or not he won the award. Not to mention the actual experience of going to New York City to see his plays on Broadway. And for me to have experienced that 10 times is just indescribable. It's an incredible scene to watch unfold. When he passed away in 2005, I knew that I had to do something significant to preserve his legacy. So the house that he grew up as a child, I made arrangements to acquire the property, to make the structure a historic landmark on a local level, because I knew that that would be a key step in whatever plans I came up with for the house. A lot of people didn't understand August Wilson when he was first starting out. He used to walk around the Hill District with a tie on, and he was dressed a little differently. He often had a pen, paper in his hand, and nobody knew why. So he was very talented, but he wasn't taken as seriously as he should have or could have been as early as he should have. And that's one of the reasons why the house is so important to me. his contribution in the literary world to the Hill District, city of Pittsburgh, to the African-American community is incalculable. And I started thinking about how there's only one August Wilson childhood home in the world. And I couldn't let that house just be torn down or fall to the wayside. I knew that it was going to represent a key to being able to contribute and give back to my community, give back to the Hill District, because I figured one of the best ways that I could honor his legacy would be to create an environment where young artists and talented people from the community can have an opportunity to develop themselves. And that was an opportunity that my uncle didn't have. If I could create an environment that would benefit the community, something that would have made him flourish had it existed back then, then I couldn't think of a better way to honor his legacy. Once this house gets done with the bricks and mortar, then I'll be able to make my dream come true, tapping into all the enormous wealth of talent that the community has to offer.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Isaiah Bryce Pickens and Terrell Truss Moore. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.